Delaney, America Tonight. I'd say a lot is up, and there's big concern over what's going to happen this year, certainly in our elections. Not just the presidential side of things, but how will the scales tip when it comes to the Republicans and the Democrats in the House and the Senate? Because there are some replacement players and some people fighting to keep hold of their jobs. We'll get into that as we get closer to November. We've touched on a little bit here and there. One of the big burning issues is going to be, certainly going to be the economy, wrapped into gas prices and jobs and all of that dependency on oil and where are we headed and healthcare. Because the Supremes will ultimately, the nine, will release or render their decision by the end of June. And they might also have another huge impactful decision that they're weighing in on. And that has to do with immigration and the Arizona laws, illegal immigration. And in 2010, what could have been law was ixnayed in its tracks by the federal government when the Justice Department swooped in and challenged the immigration law that Arizona put on the books to try to counterattack the massive bloodletting they were having in terms of dollars and people in that border state because the feds weren't doing their job. The feds said, thank you very much, but you cannot surreptitiously decide you're going to enforce an immigration law that is a federal law. But the twist is the law that Arizona had would have really included, and this was the big one, the fact that if you did stop someone for some reason and they, whatever it was, some kind of traffic violation, you could ask them if they were an American citizen. You could ask them for ID, basically. That created the furor. All of you know that. And so many people donated to Arizona's Legal Defense Fund because Arizona then already in trouble with all the money they've had to pay as a result of their terrible illegal immigration problem, had to fight their own government with lawyers, so they had to come up with money for that, and a lot of people donated to it. Now it's in the lap of the Supreme Court. Hard to believe, and it really makes you think how time moves, because I remember saying, and all of you, I'm sure, thought the same thing, this is going to the Supreme Court. It'll be years, but it'll happen. That was 2010. Here we are, 2012. What will those justices decide? Speaking of going back in time, also in 2010, very big, the Horizon, if you remember, oil spill. Remember in the Gulf and what that ultimately did to parts of Florida, what it did to Mississippi? In fact, we did a show from Mississippi afterwards about a year ago to say, here's what's happening, here's what they're trying to do, trying to get tourists back to Biloxi, Mississippi, for example, with the casinos there. And in Florida, they were having trouble with that. Well, after this BP oil spill, and of course, fingers pointing everywhere as to how could this happen and what happened and how long it took. And it was all due to this deadly explosion on the Deepwater Horizon rig that happened in April of 2010. The Justice Department arrested Kurt Mix. They charged him with two counts. So there's been a first arrest here. With two counts of obstruction of justice for allegedly destroying evidence sought by the feds. He's a BP engineer. And he intentionally, they say, deleted more than 300 text messages that said that the company's efforts to control the Gulf spill were failing miserably and that the amount of oil leaking was far more than what the company was reporting. How far they get with this, who knows? The Secretary of the Interior, Ken Salazar, talked about the fact that now we're back to pre-spill levels.
Drilling activities in the Gulf are now back to pre-spill levels. And the U.S. is now positioned as a global leader in offshore oil and gas safety.
Wow. So we went from we can't possibly have more of these leases to now we're leaders when it comes to safety. then why aren't we drilling more offshore? What seems to be the problem? That's what I would ask Ken Salazar as to, well, if that's the case, then why are we not able to safely do this while the Chinese and others are able to do it, and they're doing it off our shores in some places that you'd be very surprised by. So as that was going on, and there was the arrest of Mr. Mix, there was also in New Orleans a preliminary approval of $7.8 billion. That's that settlement between BP and the plaintiffs in the civil case. Shrimp processors have raised lots of objections, saying that the settlement doesn't compensate them accurately, because how much did they lose as a result of the spill? They're living, so they're still kind of going back and forth on that. But the spill, what it meant weeks and months afterwards, the fishing grounds that were ruined, the beaches, the coastal marshes, all of that had people questioning flow rates. Environmentalists, academics, investigators, all pointing the finger at the Obama folks for downplaying the findings and misrepresenting the information, as well as misconstruing the opinions of experts that they wanted. So this is very odd. There's like a massive two-step in every direction going on since the spill. In one sense, the Obama people, like I just said, are infuriating environmentalists and investigators and other people. But at the same time, you had this moratorium that was put in place and was a terrible cap on the industry in the Gulf states that rely on drilling for jobs and tax revenue. Louisiana, they are built on that, built on it. And then you have scientists who say they found fish in the Gulf with open sores and infections and chewed up fins, and they say this is the effect of petroleum, but that the evidence isn't conclusive. So here's what I would say. You take out of it what you wish, but I believe that there is a lot of doublespeak coming out of off of this BP spill, because if we are, as Salazar says, so safe, then why aren't we opening up some of the areas that could be opened up that could ease the problems that we're having abroad with the small amount even that of oil that we are getting elsewhere, when we're said to have an abundance of it, the most in the world? So this continues to be the problem, serving too many masters. I think that's the problem with the administration. Mitt Romney's hoping so, because he wants to be the leader of the free world. He says this is the time where we are off and running for a better America, and it starts now. We're tired of the disappointments of the Obama years. Clearly, you're going to hear Obama go after Romney for not knowing what most people have to deal with, since he is in rarefied air with the amount of money he's made. And for Romney, he's going to go after Obama on the cold facts of what hasn't happened and was promised along the way, and focus on the economy. Stay with us. On the flip side, the president tweeting Congress. He suggests that Americans do it. Why? Find out. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
So here we go. I gotta say it. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. You can bet on our next show. We'll be talking about the Arizona immigration law a little bit more, maybe an insight into the court to see what happened there. But they're just hearing the oral arguments. They're not going to render the decision until most likely June. Could come out before the Obamacare decision. So we'll see. Two huge, huge big things that the Supreme Court could do to reverse the what the administration would not like to see. Because remember, Barack Obama said one of the things that's disappointed him so far about his presidency is that he couldn't get the Dream Act through. He couldn't get enough support for the Dream Act. It died, so that whole so-called road to amnesty and what's going to happen and all that sort of stuff just fizzled away. And still we deal with the problem of what happens with illegal immigration. The president was talking about student loans and going to college, how outrageous it is, and the fact that what the student should do, he was talking on a couple of different campuses, is to actually use social media to raise the awareness of the people who represent them.
We've got actually a hashtag that I want everybody to use. Don't double my rate.
All right, so don't double my rate, the hashtag. Before that saying, just tweet Congress. Tell them how you feel, what you should know, what's going on with student loans. You know, the interesting thing about a college is it is crazy how expensive college has gotten. That between the, what you have to hope is that you have a kid. I mean, if you can't, if you don't have flat out the money, you have to hope you have a kid that's able to secure some kind of a scholarship, because if they go the route of all student loans, they say that they're going to be doubled to 6.8%. So students taking out loans for the next school year have to certainly go much deeper into their pockets unless they stop the increase from moving forward. It's a huge issue. Remember, this was one of the things that the president talked about in January in his State of the Union address. And Mitt Romney says that he thinks Congress should step in, too. So in this case, with the Republicans and the Democrats, a lot of people are on the same page. The Senate Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell, said the GOP will consider the measure as long as there's a way to pay for the extension. Because, see, this is what we keep getting caught in. And unfortunately, the students are caught in the mess because of all the things that have constantly been backlogged and pushed away and put a Band-Aid over it. So now this is where we've gotten to. More than 7 million undergrads have subsidized student loans, which means the federal government absorbs the interest rate for lower and middle income families based on the need. So if Congress doesn't do anything, the cost to students borrowing the maximum, which is $23,000, in subsidized loans is an extra $5,000 over a 10-year repayment period. The cost to the federal government to extend the lower interest rate is $5.8 billion, according to the Congressional Budget Office. So do the math. It's probably why the House isn't really going to go with extending the rate. Most likely not. And with unemployment just below 24% for teenagers, 14% for those 20 to 24, more young people actually are going back to school or staying in school. So the cost of the degree. The president saying that extending the cheaper student loan rate would is something that he's going to continue on the campaign trail. But I don't think there's, for Mitt Romney himself, I don't think there's much difference because Romney is saying the same thing. Whether he's backed up by the party or not on the Hill, personally, this isn't an attack button. I don't think it's an attack button for Obama since Romney is echoing the same thing that needs to be addressed. But it's the same problem. Band-Aid, Band-Aid. We're Band-Aidville. America has become just one giant Band-Aid. I visualize in my head when I see a map of the United States, in fact, a big Band-Aid over the middle of it, because every time we have something tough that comes up, we just extend it, extend it, extend it. And then it also backlogs everything and becomes a discussion that has to happen because it didn't happen the first time around. It did, but then it was ultimately scuttled. And by scuttling it, then it has to be taken up once again in the near future. This cracked me up, so I have to talk about this story. The fascination with Tim Tebow is very interesting, I think. I really believe that what you get from Tim Tebow is what you see. He is what he is. He really is the real deal. Whether you like Tim Tebow, don't really know who he is, don't really have an opinion on it, whatever, he definitely has piqued the interest of lots of people, which is why at the end of the year, so many people were talking about as one of the top stories was Tim Tebow, and because of the tear that Denver went on, and whether he was responsible for it or not, his way of expressing himself made him a target and made him praised at the same time. So I guess I shouldn't be surprised that a website is offering $1 million for proof of any kind of sex with Tim Tebow. Does that make him more of a hunted man? The website is ashleymadison.com, and I guess they're challenging one of his beliefs. They're putting up big money for anyone who can prove it. And a CNBC sports business reporter is tweeting that about the rumblings of this $1 million bounty, which is what started it. And so they're waiting to see what happens. And this website, by the way, provides matches for people who are looking for extramarital affairs. And the company, if you go to its website, It describes itself as the most recognized name in infidelity. The most recognized name. That's nice. So, will they get their man or not? They're calling into question his celibacy. And I'm going to say they don't. I'm going to say that they're not going to find anything with Tim Tebow. That he, like I said, he's authentic. I really do think he is the real deal. So good luck with that. It's just a way to draw attention. They're smart because it's about marketing, I think, more than anything else for them. It's not so much about the other. It's about drawing attention to themselves, and they did it. They did it by coming up with the idea to throw it out there that if somebody could prove they had been with Tim Tebow. So are we better off now that Mitt Romney is the nominee, or are we in a position of trying to row the boat as fast as we can and make something happen so that there's a change in the White House? Of course, you might think there doesn't need to be a change in the White House and that the next 4 years we can cruise and the president will do what he says he's going to do. He's going to be able to ramp up some of his agenda, which I think, frankly, scares a lot of people listening to America Tonight rather than the latter. Rather than the latter, I'm going to say that it worries more people than the other. Remember, I always say on America Tonight, you can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. It's really easy. It's the website. It's got a little bit of everything on there, including links to Twitter and Facebook, what you missed from some of the shows, and sports shorts, the sports feature we do, and a whole bunch of other things, and links to probably some of the better websites that you might be interested in. And we have some new things coming your way soon, too, as well on the website. So get used to going there. That's the best place to find me when I'm not on the air. And it's not like the Postal Service. I don't think we're going away. We're going to go away with our Saturday delivery. You can still send me an email on Saturdays. And snail mail is really killing the post office. They're fighting for their lives right now. And maybe we won't have Saturday delivery this time next year. Who knows? That's another thing they're talking about on the Hill. We're kicking the can. You can kick it with us. Hang here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69. $29.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Now, probably right now you are listening to Into the Night. Who doesn't know that song? But what you might not know is that Into the Night hit the top 20 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart twice. How does that happen? I mean, twice, especially 1980 and again in 1989. That was a trivia question that I, by the way, got right one time. Very thrilled to welcome in from our virtual green room, Benny Mardones, who is an American pop singer and songwriter who's been around for a long time, really pumping out some good stuff, and including Into the Night, which I think a lot of you would recognize, which is why I brought that up. But he's got something new, I've Got You, and in between, he's done all kinds of things. Hey, Benny, thanks for hopping on with us.
My pleasure, Kate. Thanks for having me.
So explain that. How does it, I mean, you know how many people are envious of that. You get this hot hit single, it's really true, and then boom, it, new life practically 10 years later. What happened?
Well, what happened was there was a disc jockey on at night in Phoenix, Arizona, and the program director just showed up at night, and they were sitting there talking, and they pulled out the Never Run, Never Hide album that had Into the Night on it, and the music director said, that was my prom song, Into the Night. And the PD said, that was my prom song, too. He said, why don't you play it? Don't say it's a recurrent, just play it. So they played it. And they got over 111 phone calls that night from kids thinking it was a brand new record, because when it was out initially, they were 6 years old. Now they're 16 years old. And they called up and started requesting, and within 1 week, it was the number one most requested song at the station. Well, across town was the rival station, and it was part of a chain of Parallel One stations across the country. Guy Zaposian was the guy who owned the stations, the chain. So they added Into the Night, and I'm living in Woodstock at the time with my little boy, and all of a sudden, the program director from WDST in Woodstock comes screaming up my driveway and says, how does it feel, pal? And I said, what, Richie, what? He says, how does it feel to be back on the Billboard charts? And I said, Richie, I don't know what you're smoking, but I hope you brought enough for everyone. And he said, No, I'm serious. And he opened up Billboard, and there I was, 66 with a bullet. And I thought, what in the world was going on? Because I had no idea what had happened in Phoenix and that it had been added on a bunch of P1 stations across the country. And the rest is history. It just took off, and a whole new generation of people loved it and bought a million copies of it, and I was back on my feet and back in the ring, you know. And it was a blessing from heaven, I'm sure.
And the thing is, too, it also introduced you to a lot of people. And I mentioned this, you're a songwriter, which is very important because you've written songs for all kinds of people. I mean, you've recorded, right, over 100 songs or somewhere in the neighborhood. You've written them. And you did some stuff.
I've recorded over about 141 songs.
Wow. And you did some stuff for Tommy Mottola. What was that like?
Tommy is wonderful. When I first started out as a staff writer at CBS, Tommy Mottola's office was right across the hall from mine. And then he went and found Hall & Oates and started Champion Entertainment. And, of course, for him, the rest is history. But to this day, I can call Tommy Mottola and he'll call me right back because, as he says in my documentary they're making, I'll always have a special place in my heart with Benny Mardones because we started out together. So I knew Tommy before he had done really anything in the music business, was just getting started. He's a wonderful cat and has always been in my corner.
Yeah. The music industry, you've seen it, Benny, really change and morph into all kinds of different things.
Yeah.
What's the difference? What's the biggest difference between writing songs when you were doing them, you know, 20, 25 years ago compared to what you have to go through to have songs out there and played and heard today?
Well, first of all, the music business is still a blood sport. It's a tough, tough business, as you well know, Kate. It's radio and the entertainment industry is very difficult. The main difference is, back when I started out, if they liked the song, they played it. And now they're not allowed to play it unless the bosses at different, you know, chains approve of it, whether it's Cumulus, whether it's Clear Channel, whether it's Galaxy. It doesn't matter. You can't take your record. You can't. I sent this record that you have, and I'm so thrilled that you're going to play it. I sent it to the program director of a major AC station in central New York where I have a big fan base. And she got on the phone and said, Benny, this is a hit. This is the best thing you've done in years. But she can't play it until she gets word from the hierarchy that she can play it. And that's the difference. It's very frustrating. And record stores are almost non-existent, as you know, and everything is digital, and it's iTunes, which this record will be on iTunes in a couple of weeks, and it becomes more convoluted this way. I mean, in the old days, when I started out, every week you knew what stations were playing it, and you could count on kids going to record stores to buy it, and you would do in-stores and promotion and all kinds of things like that, and now it's a complete different industry. It really is.
Yeah. You mentioned that what a great big audience you have in New York and parts of New York, and you have sold out performances in Syracuse. You're like the favorite son in Syracuse, aren't you?
Yeah, we still draw 5,000-10,000 people to outdoor shows, and I can still sell out the theaters when it's cold up there and I play in the wintertime.
Yeah, that's terrific. And take me back to we started talking about the very beginning of your career, but you also had a band called the Hurricanes. What's become of the Hurricanes?
They're still the Hurricanes, and they're still with me.
Oh. So, right, how did you hook up? Because, you know, that's always fascinating. How does the band start? How does the band stay together? How do you weather things? How did you meet the guys in the band?
Well, you know, the original Hurricanes in 1980 when Into the Night blew up. We did two or three different tours behind the record. And then there was a period of about two or three years where I sort of fell off the edge of the earth and got caught up in the excesses of rock and roll and having lots of money for the first time in my life. And I made a lot of mistakes. And when I came back to my senses and got straight again, there were a couple guys that still wanted to play and the rest of the guys I had to replace. And I found them in Syracuse, New York. They're the best band I've ever had. They've been with me for over 25 years.
Yeah. You mentioned that all of a sudden you got a taste of the money and what happened there and what that was like. How'd you get yourself out of that funk and get away from the drugs and that culture?
Well, you know, when in 1980, my writing partner and I were riding around Manhattan trying to get gas money, like 60 cents, dollar for gas money. Of course, nowadays I wouldn't buy enough gas to get out of the gas station. And my attorney called and said, your first royalty check is here. We were literally broke. When I say broke, I mean less than $10 between us. And we went down to the attorney's office, and our first check was $75,000 apiece. I had never in my entire life ever seen that kind of money. And all of a sudden, all the doors were open to all the A parties and Studio 54 and all that nonsense. And before I realized it, I had a problem with cocaine and drinking and things like that. And then something happened in 1985 that changed all that, and that was the time in April, on April 3rd, when my son Michael was born. And being from a home where I grew up without a father, I knew that I was not going to be a statistic. I didn't want people to tell him how good his dad sang or how nice of a person his dad was. I made a vow that my son would see it for himself. And to be honest with you, I prayed to God. I said, please give me the strength to stop, and I'll never do another line of cocaine as long as I live. And that night, I threw everything out the window of my now empty penthouse apartment on Riverside Drive in Manhattan. I never did another line of cocaine, another pill, and God's been good to me. And right when I did that in 1989, as you know, it came out and blew up again and gave me life and income and prevented me from having to get a real job.
Good for you, Benny. That's a good story. Another thing I wanted to ask you about, and because I've had I had one friend who actually is dealing with this now, and we know that Michael J. Fox is really battling this and trying to get dollars for it, and has been so valiant in his effort. But I hope I'm not talking out of school, and I think a lot of people know this. You tell people, but you were diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, I want to say, like in 2000, and you've really been fighting that, and good for you. Your sound is great. Everything's good. How did that come about? What happened? You just started to feel headaches?
I was on stage one night, and my hand shook when I was holding the microphone, and I went to the side of the stage after the song, and I said to Uncle Tommy, I said, my hand's shaking. He said, oh, you're tired. You've been on the road. It's just fatigue. That's all. But I knew in my heart it wasn't. And I went back out, and I kept testing it all night, and sure enough, little shakes. And so I was in Manhattan at the time, and so I went to a specialist, and he said, you just have an extended tremor, an essential tremor, and he gave me pills for it, and it worked for a couple days, and then the shakes came back. So I came to Los Angeles to see the number one Parkinson doctor in America, Dr. Mark Liu, who's the chairman of neurology at USC and the head of the Parkinson Research Center. And he gave me a million tests and realized that I had Parkinson's, which was a very, very tough pill for me to swallow, as you can imagine. I drove home thinking of it as a death sentence. And the very first person that sent me a letter and contacted me was Dick Clark. And he wrote me a letter saying that his dad had died from Parkinson's and that this is a different time for me to keep my chin up. He says, I know you're a tough guy, and you're not alone in this battle. We're all behind you. And he invited me and Tommy over to his home with him and Carrie for dinner and gave me all the backstage stuff from when I did American Bandstand. So Dick Clark's always had a very special place in my life, and I always stayed in touch. So him passing away last week hit me like a brick wall, because he's one of those people, like, you know, I was dear friends with Roy Orbison and traveled the world with Roy Orbison. And when he passed away, it changed my life, and I think the same thing is to be said for Dick Clark. I wrote a song called American Bandstand, which he played on his show, and it was a very, very painful time last week for my family and I.
Yeah, well, wow. Dick Clark touched a lot of lives, definitely. Benny Mardone, of course, the song is called I've Got You. Thanks so much for coming on America tonight.
Okay, thanks a million. Hey, everybody out there, let's pray for football season to start.
There you go. Next time you're coming on, we're talking football, okay?
There you got it. Okay, thanks so much. God bless.
You too. Thanks, Benny.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right.
Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Earth.
In the BP oil spill case, we got an NBA idiot who's got a 7-game ban for a smack to the head with his elbow. And we have Mitt Romney tearing it up in the last of the primaries as they continue to whittle it down. The road to Tampa is drawing oh so close. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. If you just tuned in for the first time, woohoo! Welcome to it. Here's how it works. This is how we roll. It's all about the overnight highway and you. You can throw in your 2 cents on any or all of it, or just sit back and relax. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. You want to flip us a note? Go to americatonight.net. AmericaTonight.net. Let's start with Mitt Romney and the fact that Romney is just sealing the deal. It's official, really. Really? I mean, we know he's the guy, right? All the suspense is taken out. You know what it's like? Andrew Luck from Stanford, the quarterback. I'm going to talk about that in sports shorts at the end of this hour. He is number one in the draft. And why? Because the Colts said, let's end all this nonsense and speculation. We're picking him. He's number one. We're picking him. He's the guy. So it's done. It's over with. Just like Romney. Really, it's over. He's the guy. He is the Republican nominee to go, he's going to be, to go up against Barack Obama. The people around him know that. That's why they're focusing on going after Obama and Obama's policies. Romney smiling from ear to ear, winning 5 primaries in the Northeast. Here's what he had to say.
We believe in America. We believe in ourselves. Our greatest days are ahead. We are, after all, Americans. I can say with confidence and gratitude that you have given me a great honor and solemn responsibility. And together, we are going to win on November 6th.
All right, some of the odds makers in Las Vegas for fun on the side, throwing out what's going to happen. It's a big year. Anytime you have a presidential election, there's just a lot of excitement, whether you've got both sides vying for it, because you got an incumbent president. Not as much excitement knowing from the Democrats that he's the guy, boom, he's going to be there. And it's Romney who's the new face in town, because last time around, as you know, it was John McCain, and in the undercard, it was Sarah Palin. So the odds makers in Vegas, a couple of guys I know, yes, I used to live in Vegas. I asked them to give me what they thought their percentage was, not playing politics, trying to do it objectively. And in crunching some numbers, one odds maker I know, I'll give you just a little bit of his cred, went to MIT for what that's worth, so he's a real numbers nerd. He says that, honestly, from what he can see, and it's not a definitive or scientific or any of that, but in just trying to set the odds, he says that there is a 25-1 shot of him winning the general election. So I decided that was just too darn depressing. I went to somebody else I knew in Las Vegas, and I asked him a similar thing. He didn't even want to tackle it, said, oh, because there's just too many unknowns, and this is not the same as laying the odds or futures for who's going to win the World Series or what's going to happen, and something else in sports, the horse racing, whatever, because we've got the Kentucky Derby coming up. So he really would have rather I asked him a sports question. But what he told me, he was willing to go a little bit higher than that. And he said he would say 20-1. 20-1? I was confused. I was like, 21, that's, how good is that? That's not good. You're not giving me anything else. It's worse. They're both bad. 25-1, 20-1. I mean, yeah. So, America, for what it's worth, there are people that think that this is just like a little party for the Republicans, and there's really not much of a chance of Mitt Romney really unseating the man at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, President Obama. But what do you say? I care about the people in the trenches, and I include myself in that too, of course. So what do you think the real chances are, especially with Marco Rubio as the VP, what he could do in Florida? Could he deliver Florida? That's huge when you think of how a lot can hinge on a state that big and with so much at stake. What happens with Ohio and some other swing states? But I'm looking for the odds from the person in the trenches, the everyday middle class, duking it out, fighting the good fight, just trying to save some money, trying to have a little fun, trying to have the good life, but you're not on the million-dollar homes list. NHGTV doesn't have a camera crew out there filming any of your rooms. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Also this hour, just so you know, as I'm always throwing out the website, because all roads lead through the website, Facebook, Twitter, all that sort of stuff, we will check the mailbag. Lee in Texas said, Arizona immigration law, will it stand or will it topple? It's a crying shame, he says, if it doesn't stand. I admire the governor, Jan Brewer, for what she did in digging in and fighting the feds. There are other notes, similar emails, similar to what Lee had to say. Because Wednesday, the Supreme Court is looking officially, if you will call it officially, looking at oral arguments for the Arizona immigration law that never really got off the ground, because immediately it was challenged by the federal government. At stake, or at the heart of this thing, was the fact that people wearing uniforms, police officers, if you will, when they were making stops for other things, could ask someone that obviously, let's say, didn't seem to have any kind of identification for identification to asked them if they, you know, had ID. And then that ripped open Pandora's box over profiling and looking at someone and deciding whether or not they were American citizens. And the ACLU went berserk. They've gone berserk over this case, and they feel pretty confident that the Supreme Court is going to back it up. They're gonna throw it out and say, this doesn't work. The Senate Democrats, in the meantime, are pushing to block immigration law. And, you know, immigration is the hot potato that just gets passed around, especially in a presidential year. Yeah, some conversation, but nothing that really sticks or has any substance because it can be too risky for the people who are running. So they'll say a bunch of platitudes on either side of it if they feel confident about it, but then step away from it. But the Dems are pushing to block Arizona's immigration law if the Supreme Court upholds it. So will the Supreme Court uphold it or not? That's the million-dollar question. Once again, here's my numbers, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10.